Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable to you, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Many of you know last week we had a visiting choir here, and I'm actually wearing a Moravian scarf that they gave me with the lamb symbol on it. It's just a lovely week. And during the week, we wanted to entertain them. Now, you know, in Ephraim, there are no taxi cabs. There are no bus lines. So everything we did, we'd have to get some car drivers to drive people back and forth. Well, I was observing one of those days where a driver had gotten out of his car, and I guess he had a hat on that had some kind of a military symbol. And so the head of the choir engaged him in conversation. Now, if any of you saw Yvonne Francis last week, who headed the choir and directed so beautifully, what you might not know, but it will be no surprise to you, that she spent 20 years in the National Reserve. And she has the military bearing. Well, once she found out that there was an army man among them, she brought in all the people who had served in the U.S. military, and they were all patting each other on the back and glad-handing and hugging and thanking each other for their service. You would have thought that they had known each other forever. They had served in many different capacities in the armed forces. Now, I have some idea of military life because so many of my family members served in the military. It's no picnic. It's a difficult life, and it's a life of sacrifice and service. Yet, if you had seen the interactions of the people that day, you would have thought it was a party time that whole time. Why is that? I believe that it's because when we have a purpose in life, and when we sacrifice for the needs of others, we find real sense of purpose and joy. It's counterintuitive to our culture that says we need to get all the time. But parents understand that sacrifice, don't you? For 9 months you wait. You give up your figure for the ladies. The men give up their sleep and well-being. And if they want to live, they have to be kind and gentle, and it doesn't matter what their wives want at whatever time, they'd better take care of it. And then the child comes, and sacrifice begins when the child is here. But I've never known of a parent to say, "I wish it hadn't happened." They will do anything and sacrifice anything for their children. And there's such joy in doing that. It's not easy being a parent. It's not easy sacrificing. And yet that's something that's so valuable in our society is sacrifice, is giving for the other. And I thought of this verse of scripture. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When someone finds and hides it, then in his joy, he goes and sells everything that he has and buys that field. You notice it didn't say he found the treasure and started counting his dimes and saying, "I'm going to have to really sacrifice for this. I'm going to have to sell everything." It doesn't talk about all that he's left. It says the kingdom of heaven is so wonderful that even if it takes everything, in his joy, he sacrificed it all. There is a joy to be had in knowing Jesus. There's a joy to be had in a purpose for living. There's a joy to be had when we cling to our Savior. And if there's one thing I would like to tell all new parents, there's so much you're going to give your child. And that's why you're going to have gray hair sooner than most. It's because you give so much to that child. But don't allow this culture and this life to delude you, because there is so much that they will tell you you need to do. and you need to afford your child the best education, and you need to get all the self-help books. Well, you know, after a few sleep-deprived nights, that self-help stuff goes right out the window. What you need to know is this. You have one gift that you need to give to your child, and that's the Savior. Because when you give Jesus to your child, through your example, through coming to church, through all the graces, through praying for that child, you give that child a gift that will last a lifetime, beyond your time. You give the child a gift that no matter what happens in their lives, good or bad, what happens in their lives when there's tragedy that hits, the Bible tells us that nothing can separate that child that you've baptized today from the love of God. God will hold your son no matter what. That is so vitally important for us to understand. When we give our child to Christ, we are giving that child a future. We are saying you are in God's hands, and there is absolutely nothing that anyone can do to you or you can do to yourself that will separate you from that love. That's a gift that the world can't give. No amount of education, as good as it will be, can give that to your child. And in that gift is a lifestyle of sacrifice. And by that I mean a lifestyle not just looking at what I need, but what the other needs. And there is such joy in that. We see it with our military when they come back and they've had a rough time, and yet there is joy in that sacrifice because they had a higher purpose. We want to teach our children about the higher purpose. God grant us the grace not to look at what we've given up for Jesus, but all the joy that we have received in him. Let us pray. Lord, we're so grateful for James' life. We're so grateful for the sound of children in this church. We're so grateful for the children that we have nurtured. We're so grateful that they are in your hands. And we ask, O Lord, for James and all those who are coming up in the next generation, that they might come to know you early as their Savior, come to love you beyond all others, and in turn love the children of God. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.